as we worship the name of the Lord this morning. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory. Magnify the name of the Lord for his faithfulness, his loving kindness. Give him all the glory, give him all the praise. Somebody worshiping the Lord, give him all the glory this morning. Magnify his name, bless the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord this morning. Give him all the glory that is due to his name. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. You are happy to be in his presence this morning. Lift up your voice. Is somebody giving God thanks? Let God hear the voice of your worship this morning. Let God hear the voice of your appreciation this morning. Giving him glory from the depth of your heart. Appreciating the name of the Lord. Saying, Father, I thank you for a privilege again to be in your presence. I magnify your name for your faithfulness, your loving kindness towards my life. As a commission, we give you all the glory. As individual, we have given you all the praise, magnifying your name for all your doings upon our lives, your great acts, oh God, your answers to our prayers, your manifestation in our midst. We give you all the praise and glory. This morning again, we have come to seek after you. The Bible said, they that seek after you will not return the same way. You have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, we have come to encounter you upon this mountain, the mountain of change, the mountain of transfiguration. Father, transfigure us, O God, on this mountain. Let there be change of story on this mountain this morning. The mountain of prayer is the mountain of change of story. The mountain of prayer is the mountain of transfiguration. Therefore, this morning, transform us, O God, upon this altar in the name of Jesus. You have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, upon this mountain this morning, Father, cause us to possess what belongs to us. By your word, grant everyone an encounter. Are you praying that prayer? Lift up your voice. Let God hear your heart desire. Let your heart desire be tendered before him in the name of Jesus. Father, we are not returning the same way we came, by the power in the name of Jesus. As your word come, grant each and every one, oh God, his expected desire upon this mountain this morning in the name of Jesus. Let every struggle be terminated. Father, empower everyone, Father, with a spirit to run in this era and season of revival in the name of Jesus. Father, we shall not be left behind. Father, empower us by your word in this revival season. Let there, oh God, be a word of empowerment. Thank you, mighty Jehovah, for answers to our prayer. We give you all the glory, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
That is why you are called Jehovah. And that is why you are called Jehovah. And what you say you will do, and that is what you will do. And that is why you were called Jehovah. That is why you were called Jehovah.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why you were called Jehovah.
That's why you are called Jehovah.
What you say you would do, Jesus.
What you say.
That is what you will
do. That is what you will do.
That is why.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching.
Let's be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. We'll be rising up shortly to pray, saying, Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the strangers seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 10 and verse 5. A stranger will they not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we pray this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, our God, we are praying this morning that you cause the voice of the Holy Spirit to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church. This is a heart cry, oh God, that you silence the voice of strangers that will manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the Lord hearing your voice? Someone is praying in faith. You are praying in the Holy Ghost. You are equally praying in your understanding. Remember, a stranger will they not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of stranger. Pray in the Holy Ghost this morning. Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church. This is our earnest desire, oh God, that let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice, that demonic voice of strangers, the manipulative voice of strangers that we seek to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church. Is someone still praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice? Pray in faith. Pray passionately this morning and let the Lord hear your voice that will be registered unto him this morning. Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this morning, let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 converts from coming to this church. Now pray in the Holy Ghost. Brato se protoziana enakota relo sande colato sea galedo intarota shetaga neshalo combra de alosanda eloi brato santele cosoziane etalocaba barado ecando son tambradi gelado kemparado barato sande agrabo nenano etaroto sande bozo ne broto imato sante kotondaga ne karotezia ne radolaba le colabrado ne cozozinta lo brate allo santa labrada elo candaraba. Every voice of stranger that will seek to manipulate our new cover, Lord, silence them now. Lift up your hands, appreciate them this morning. Father, thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand.
It is my year of breaking limit. Very shortly, we shall be rising up to pray in this manner, saying, Father, let your reaper angels appear to all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow, Sunday. Let our amen be louder. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 3, 34 to 35, paraphrased, angel of the Lord revealed a vision unto Cornelius. Then Peter said, of a truth, God is not a respecter of persons. In every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted before him. Let's be on our feet and pray in this line, saying, Father, let your reaper angels appear to all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow, Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angel appear to all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow, Sunday. Is someone lifting up his or her voice unto the Lord and answered prayer? We have come to meet him
this early morning to desire, and we are praying in this line, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angels appear to all our presentation for Christ's fruits, thereby compelling them to be in this church tomorrow Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, ensure you are praying with faith. Ensure you are connecting your heart to the heavens, to the God that answered prayer with speed. This is a prayer that we must receive instant answer this morning, even as a church, as an individual, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray to you, let your reaper angels appear to all our presentation for Christ's fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, the reaper angels will send you forth into our harvest field, into the nook and crannies of Lagos, Utah, and environs, into the highways, the edges. Compel them to come. Appear to them wherever they are. Appear to men. Appear to women. Appear to old. Appear to young. Lord, Father, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angels appear to all our presentation for Christ's fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow Sunday. Are you still lifting up your voice in faith unto God that answered prayer? Ensure you are connecting your heart to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Ensure you are still speaking unto God that he should send his reaper angels to appear to all our presentation for Christ 2020 fruits, compelling them to be in this church tomorrow Sunday. Are you still praying to God? You can pray in the spirit. You can as well pray in your understanding, but just ensure your heart is being connected to God this early morning to have this desire met, that the reaper's angels should appear to all our presentation for Christ 2020 fruits, thereby compelling every one of them, whosoever they may be, to appear in this church tomorrow Sunday. Tomorrow Sunday, the overflow shall experience overflow. Multitudes shall come. Men and women, they shall troop in by the power, by the ministry of the reaper's angels. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray in the spirit. Pray in the your understanding. Ensure you are connecting your heart this morning. Commence appreciation. Give him thanks because the reaper's angels have appeared to men and women, thereby compelling them to be in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please take your seat and put your hands together for Jesus.
It's my year of breaking limits. We shall be continuing in our intercession by praying in this manner. Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of services tomorrow, Sunday. In Psalm 105, verses 13 to 15, we read the account of Israel. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them harm. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. With that scripture in our mind, please let us pray this prayer. Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of services tomorrow, Sunday, in the mighty name of Jesus. Each free movement, Lord. Each free movement, Lord. All the means, Lord God, for movement are provided, Lord. Lord, no disturbance whatsoever on the road. Jesus, they come to no harm from men. They come to no harm from governments and kings. They come to no harm from their agents. In the mighty name of Jesus, each free movement, Lord, all across, Lord, where your children shall be coming. As you did for Israel, you will do again, Lord. You said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Lord, that shall be the case for your people tomorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, everyone coming, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, each free movement. All provisions are made, Lord. Lord, all provisions are made, Lord, irrespective of the elements. In the howling desert, Lord, they had water, Lord. Jesus, Lord God, where they did not plant, Lord God, they had enough to eat for 40 years. Lord, each free movement tomorrow is what we are decreeing. Everyone coming to church, in the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be free from harm from men, free from harm from kings and their agents, in the mighty name of Jesus. Each free movement, Lord, tomorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus, bear them on eagle's wings as you are wont to bear your people. Everyone coming tomorrow, Lord, each free movement, in the mighty name of Jesus, decree it. Decree it. This is a matter by the decree of the Holy Ones. He said, you shall speak a word, he will confirm it. So let's speak that word. Each free movement for everyone coming to church tomorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus. They come to no harm, no harm of any sort, Lord. Their way is facilitated. Proper provision is made, Lord, as of people going on a mission for the Lord. Father, Lord, secure it, Lord, for your people, Lord. Let that ancient pillar of fire appear for your people again, the pillar of cloud going before them. Let your cloud be over your people. Heat free movement for everyone coming to church tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, they come to no harm, no harm of any sort. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, their way is facilitated, Lord. They move in peace in Jesus' mighty name. Only positive testimonies, Lord God, shall comfort. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring your people, Lord God, all those, Lord God, who are minded to come to church tomorrow, Lord. Father, bring them. Eat free, Lord. Eat free. Eat free, Lord. They come in peace. The roads are clear by your grace and by your mercy, Lord. By your mighty hand, the angels themselves watching over. Everyone coming to church tomorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus. Eat free. Eat free. Eat free in the mighty name of Jesus. As they come both inside and outside church, in the mighty name of Jesus, they come in peace. They return home in peace. None, Lord God, is hindered. No itches whatsoever. Each free movement for everyone coming to church tomorrow, let God hear you speak clearly. Speak clearly. That's what it will be. Provision is made and movements are smooth. In the mighty name of Jesus, no disturbance of any sort. None come to any harm. In Jesus' mighty name, kings shall be rebuked from there for their sakes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory because your people shall gather by your commandment. Each free movement, Lord God, is what we are going to have for everyone coming to church tomorrow for all the services, in and out, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord God, as you gather the people tomorrow, Lord. You bring them each free, Lord God, to your tabernacle, Lord God, to your very presence. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord God. That's what we're going to see. Each free movement for everyone coming tomorrow, Lord God, to your glorious tabernacle. Blessed be your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands together and take your seats.
Is my year breaking limits? Our next prayer shall be, Father, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow, Sunday. Let your amen break limits. Job 37, verse 22. Fear weather cometh from the north, and with God is terrible majesty. Let's rise in the light of this scripture as we pray this morning. Our Father, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us. We are praying this morning, saying, Father, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the weather, peace be still. We command great calm over the atmosphere spiritually and physically. Lord, there shall be no disruption of our services tomorrow because we take charge of the atmosphere right now. Somebody lift your voice. Exercise your authority in Christ. Our Father, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, remember all things are ordained to work together for our good. Lift up your voice, therefore, and place a decree. The wind shall not be boisterous in the name of Jesus. The clouds are commanded to withhold their rain. The sun shall not be scorchy. In the name of Jesus, we decree cool and calm weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow, Sunday. We decree perfect weather conditions over all our assemblies worldwide. Lord, concerning tomorrow Sunday service, the rain shall not disrupt our services. The wind shall not disrupt our services. Lord, the sun shall not disrupt our services. We command that all things fall for us in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart, issuing a decree. Play your part because you are a partner with God. Let your voice be heard in the place of prayer this morning. Our Father, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow Sunday. Before, during, and after all our services tomorrow Sunday. No service shall be disrupted in this commission. Tomorrow Sunday, everything shall work together for our good. Therefore, lift your voice and pray this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, fair weather coming out of the north, and with our God, its terrible majesty. God has not changed. He is still the God of perfect weather conditions. Speak this morning. Place a decree. Open your mouth wide, and God is filling it already. Our Father, we decree and demand perfect weather conditions before, during, and after all our services tomorrow Sunday, both at the centers where we are meeting and from every corner where the people shall be coming. We command the weather to be serene. The weather should be perfect. Remember, Elias was a man of like passion. He prayed earnestly, and there was perfect weather according to his demand. Therefore, lift up your voice. We are praying in the Holy Ghost right now, and we are praying in our understanding. Everyone's faith on the line. Shaton tenia la bantana mamonten tene edazato shorua la babarantaniane elo zuzanta agagaya la tadorotama abrontendia la gantan dondali ela babushata aglabo balua bariade sisante e kababa barado gobantene edesantondala ashianda la baronteni e brada gaba baranto o bradua la kia gaga alatane elabano o Shandalea, Ila Bum Pontende, Leruali, Apantana, Ada Kunkam Bande, Ediala Zazanto, O Shababarantana Banto, O Bragla Bradiala Sanzentende, Elorodon Shambranda. Lift up your voices, lift up your hand, commence appreciation. Let's celebrate God in perfection of our intercession this morning. He answers prayers, He has heard us again. Our Father, receive all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. A big, big hand to Jesus, and please be seated in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limits. We are going to be praying, saying, Father, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper a definite encounter by your word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we call upon your name. We pray that you will gather abiding multitudes from node and crowning of Lagos, utter and everywhere. We are asking in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and grant every worshiper a definite encounter. Definite encounter by your word. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. Lift up your voice and let everyone hear your voice of intercession unto our God, asking him in the name of Jesus to gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by the power of his word. He sends his word heal them and deliver them. We are asking, oh Lord, for definite encounter by your word, even in our tomorrow service, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we pray unto you, in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes, multitudes of men and women, old and young, in the name of Jesus, into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. Lift up your voice, pray that prayer in faith, pray from the depth of your heart, pray with your spirit connected, asking the Father in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. In the name of Jesus, a definite encounter by your word. We are asking for it, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Lord, gather abiding multitudes all across our harvest field. And we are praying, oh Lord, that as you gather us together, you will give every worshiper a definite encounter by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, pray from the depth of your heart, pray that prayer in faith. Let your prayer be connected to heaven. You can pray it in your understanding, you can pray it in the Holy Ghost. By all means, keep praying this morning. Leko para kande karo bralo katozia. Zazo sande ke embe kere brala katozia. Gaga genga bre katozia. Maro so ke kere bra kata. Rase kande pare bra kandende. Ere brala katozia. Maro sakata. Father, we are asking in the name of Jesus, gather abiding multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word. Lift up your two hands to the Lord and commence giving thanks to him. Magnify him and give him the glory. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you because you have answered again. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up in this service to present our personal desires to God in personal supplication, making a priority of the things of the kingdom. God's word says in Mark 11, verse 24, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. As you pray in faith, God shall be delivering all your desires into your hands. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice. Present those personal desires, making a priority of the things of the kingdom unto the Lord at this time. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your hands, lift up your voices, begin to thank God for answers to prayer, begin to appreciate Him, bless His holy name. He alone is worthy of praise. Every single thing that you have asked of the Lord in faith, He is granting them to you. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, supernatural breakthrough. I joined this commission in 2013. I've been engaging in every prophetic word from God's servant. I've been jobless for 4 years, and the challenges I faced were life-threatening. But I thank God I'm in a commission where we fight even while fainting. In declaring the kingdom operation for the hour, Papa kept saying that our enviable breakthrough is finally here. He kept on saying that there are giants here that don't look like it, and I always fit that description. So I engage with the word in my heart that says it's a must to pray, to go, to bring, and nurture, then my breakthrough must be a must. During business breakthrough service, the Lord gave me a soul, and He came along with me to Canaan, and by His grace, I've been engaging in paying the transportation fare of converts that were challenged and nurturing a few, even though I didn't have a steady income. The next day, I got a call for an interview, which I went. Men and brethren, 2 days later, I was called to resume at the company for a position I'm not qualified for. As I write this testimony, I'm the general manager of the company with an official car plus a 6-figure salary to match. I never wrote jam, but I am now the boss of over people with degrees. You can celebrate Jesus better for that. I that used to be jobless and the subject of mockery is now an employer of labor. Serving God can truly turn any dummy to a high flyer. Matthew 6:33 qualifies you for any position on earth. S.C. Milley is a testifier. You would do well to celebrate Jesus better for this. Number two, 6 years barrenness terminated via kingdom advancement and divorce. I got married in 2012 and believed God for the fruit of the womb. I went to the hospital, and after necessary tests were done, the doctor said I'd blocked fallopian tubes. He further said that I can never be pregnant except I go for an operation either in Ghana or in the U.S. Immediately, I rejected the report. Thereafter, a lady invited me to this church. Later, my aunt told me she knows that I'm born again, but she would want me to try a man in her village for conception. But I told her that my God is the giver of children, and it would happen soon. However, all through Operation 615 and Operation Must Abide, I engaged passionately in hunting for souls. I keyed into the testimonies on fruitfulness from the altar. In one of the services, Bishop David Oyedepo said, "What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you." So I engaged in prayers for those seeking the fruit of the womb, and God showed up. After one of the covenant hour prayers, I had a nudge to go to the hospital for tests, and I did. Miraculously, the test result revealed that I am pregnant. To God be the glory. Itsu Conte is the testifier. You will celebrate Jesus better even as you rise to your feet. Celebrate Jesus.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give glory to God this morning? Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high as you celebrate the faithfulness of God. Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Make sure you are giving quality thanks. You are giving praise. You are giving glory. You are giving honor. You are giving adoration. You are celebrating God. You are celebrating God. You are celebrating God. Father, we have come today to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you adoration. These testimonies are your doings. They are marvelous in our eyes, and for it we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Now begin to ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come before you. I'm in your presence this morning, and I ask that you will speak to me. Send your word to me today, and by your word, let there be light. Let darkness lose its hold. Empower me by your word, and embrace me by your word. Enable me by your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hand and give thanks, and give glory unto his name. Celebrate him as worthy of all the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come this morning with gratitude for all that you have done. We thank you for your goodness towards each one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of your mighty hand at work in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for the answers you have given to all of our prayers. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We ask that you will speak to us this morning. Let your word transform each one of us. We give you thanks and praise for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week has been captioned, "No church grows without a people on the go." And we have come to establish thus far that one of the fundamental tasks that Christ has given to his church is to go to the world and preach the gospel. It is called the Great Commission, and that is because there is no task or assignment that supersedes it in importance. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In the book of Matthew chapter 28 and beginning from verse 19, he said, "There go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." So we discover that this is principal in the heart of God. In fact, you can call it the heartbeat of God for the world. And this is why it's important for us to recognize that if this is God's heartbeat, then you and I must make it our front burner task. It must be the priority for everyone that claims to be a child of God. But we discovered that when it comes to the subject of advancing any product, it is aggressive marketing that is key to great sales. You see, the commodity of the kingdom is salvation, and our preaching of the gospel is the marketing. And it is the aggressive nature of the marketing that determines the output when it comes to sales. In Luke chapter 14, verse 22 and verse 23, we find Jesus giving a parable, and he said, the servant said, "Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, but there is still room, there is still space." He said, and the Lord said unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and the hedges,
and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. In other words, when you look at that term that was used, compel is not invite. In that parable, the Bible said that they were invited, but every one of them began to make excuse. Invitation may be met with excuse, but compulsion will always come with results. The Bible shows us there that after he compelled them, the house was filled. So it takes compelling, aggressive marketing to see great sales of this commodity of salvation. In other words, if we are going to see souls saved and saved in their masses, we must go not just inviting them, but compelling them. It is that compelling action that brings about mass salvation. And I pray that for each one of us, the grace of God will be made available for us to effectively compel souls to Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. But it's important that we recognize that we must keep sowing the seed of the word as we reach out to the lost and watering the same by prayer if we must continue to experience supernatural church growth. So we see that there are two vital things: the sowing of the seed of the word and the watering of the same in prayer. In Luke chapter 8 verse 11, we are told there that the seed is the word of God. What seed is that? The seed is the word of God. And we are told in 1 Peter 1:23 that being born again of incorruptible seed. So the word that brings salvation is referred to as a seed. And we are told in the book of 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, it said, I planted, that is seed sowing, Apollos watered, and then God gave the increase. So there is the planting and there is the watering. However, it's important for us to recognize that the planting refers to the sowing of the word and the watering refers to prayer. The engagement of these two components is what brings about the increase. Let's look at two effects of prayer when it comes to engaging on the harvest field. Two effects. Number one is prayer determines the soil in which the seed is planted. Prayer determines the soil in which the seed is planted. And then two, prayer determines the condition in which the seed is planted. These are two vital things that determine the outcome of every natural seed sowing. And that is also what determines the outcome of the spiritual seed of God's word sown. What do I mean? In the book of Luke chapter 8, beginning from verse 5 to 15, we are told there concerning this sower. He said he went out to sow the seed. And when he sowed the seed, there were four different kinds of ground upon which the seed fell. One, we are told, the seed fell on the wayside. Two, we are told, the seed fell upon the rocky ground. And three, we are told, the seed fell among thorns. And then four, the seed fell on good ground. According to scripture, only one of those four produced fruits. And that was the seed that fell on good ground. What do those four grounds represent? One, we are told that the first seed that fell on the wayside, he said, as soon as the seed was sown, immediately, he said, the enemy comes to take the seed. The birds of the air come to take the seed. They come to steal the word. They come to silence the word. We discover that every time we go out winning souls, there are various voices seeking to silence the voice of God's word. The Bible makes it very clear to us that when we go out winning souls, there are these voices. The voices will come in form of contrary human voices and contrary demonic influences. Human voices coming to silence what God is saying. That's why you discover sometimes you are speaking to a person and the person seems to be yielding to what you are saying, and somebody else comes and said, let's go. A human voice trying to silence the voice of the word of God. But the Bible says that we are to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring to captivity every thought, every voice, every contrary influence. So we discover that if we are going to see souls escape from being a wayside kind of soil, then we need the altar of prayer. Number two kind of soil we see is what the Bible called the rocky ground. And that is the soil that starts with excitement but dies out of lack of consistency. A seed is sown, but the Bible says as soon as the seed springs up, it has no root in itself, and therefore it withers away and it dies. These are those ones that they hear the word of God, but after receiving the word, they are met with all kinds of resistance of situations and circumstances, and as a result, the word is not allowed to bear fruit. You see, we must understand that those that we come across on the harvest field, they are met with various circumstances, various situations that are trying to silence the voice of the word, and we must pray against it. We must stand against it. We must pray and engage against those confusions and those manipulations. Shout hallelujah. The third kind of soil we saw was the thorns, and those are the ones that are met with all manner of cares and concerns. All kinds of cares and concerns, different distractions. He wants to follow God, but at the same time, he wants to follow money. He wants to follow God, at the same time, he doesn't want to leave the things of the world. Different distractions here and there. Remember, the Bible said concerning those that were compared, they said they began to make excuses. All of those excuses were human excuses. Issues that were personal concerns. All things that were personal pursuits, distracting from the pursuit of God and his word. We must pray against it. I've discovered that when we stand on the altar of prayer, we can cancel the excuses of men. We can silence the excuses of men. We can stand against people making excuses. I remember some time ago, after meditating on that word, where he said they all began to make excuse, he said, with one accord. And I began to understand how that people stand to make excuses, and those excuses are demonically mechanized. But people think they are physical. So I began to pray when I would go, Lord, I come against every excuse. Every human excuse. Those are the cares of the world, seeking to choke the word. And I discovered as we prayed against the excuses began to die out. Because the altar of prayer is where we can silence the excuse. What are we saying? The wayside can be turned to good ground. The rocky soil can be turned to good ground. The thorns can be turned to good ground. But the instrument for the conversion is prayer. And that is why we must recognize our engagement on the altar of prayer brings about the determination of the kind of soil into which the seed is sown. But not only do we determine the soil, but the condition of the soil, which is why we water our seed sown with prayer. Paul says something. He said, my little children, of whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you, until the fruits of Christ are shown in you. So we have the responsibility not only of determining the soil, but of conditioning the seed for the production of fruits. And that is why you and I must recognize that the altar of prayer can never be neglected. When it comes to the salvation and the establishment of souls, which yields in the growth of the church, we must of necessity engage tirelessly on the altar of prayer. That is why, like I love the testimony that was read to us, that individual said, I realize that I must not only pray, I must go, I must bring, I must nurture and establish. And when I do it as a must, then my blessing is a must. The moment you make it a must for you, God makes it a must for him to release your blessing. I see each one of us experiencing that blessing coming from God in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your voice before the Lord and take from God grace. Lord, I receive grace for effectiveness. Effectiveness. On the harvest field, effectiveness. On the altar of prayer, effectiveness. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Make sure you are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are praying with full assurance. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, I receive from you this morning the grace for effectiveness, that as I pray, what used to be a wayside heart will be turned to a good ground heart. That as I pray, what used to be a rocky ground heart will become a good ground heart. That as I pray, what used to be a thorny heart will become a good ground heart. For the seed of the word of God to take root downwards and to bear fruit upwards. That as I pray, the water of the Spirit will begin to fall upon the heart of every individual, causing the seed to bring forth fruit and causing them to be established in the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray and ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. Make sure you are praying with all your heart. Make sure you are praying with all your heart. Make sure you are praying with all your heart. Engaging the entirety of all that is within you as you call upon the name of the Lord this morning. My Father, my God, I ask of you grace. I ask of you grace for effectiveness on the harvest field. Going to the highways and the hedges, going to the streets and the lanes, and standing effectively upon the altar of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to give glory unto God this morning. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Why not speak to God specifically concerning all that God has brought your way? Lord, their heart shall not be wayside. It shall not be stony. Their heart will not be thorny. It will be good ground. The word must bring forth fruit in their lives. Both those that you have spoken to and the ones you will speak to today. Lord, every one of them, their heart is converted now. Their heart is converted now. Their heart is converted now. They will receive the word. The word will bring forth fruit. They will receive the word. The word will bring forth fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall be established. They shall be settled. They shall be planted. They shall be rooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure you are praying from the depth of your heart. Make sure you are engaging. You are calling upon God, asking for him to intervene right now. Only God has the key that opens the heart of man. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whatsoever way he will. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let the heart be turned from whatever its present condition is into good ground to receive the word and to bring forth fruit. To receive the word and to bring forth fruit. Are you praying that prayer? Pray from the depth of your heart. Even as I go forth today, everyone I come across, let their hearts open up as good grounds. Let their hearts open up as good ground in the name of Jesus. Let their heart open up as good ground in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God for the answer to the prayer. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As we have decreed, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Don't forget, please, we have our water baptism taking place today. 8 o'clock is the time. And across all of our various provinces, ensure that you are there. Those who are yet to be baptized by immersion, you have not been immersed in water since you believed. If you baptized before you were born again, that's not baptism. It is after you are born again that you are baptized in water. So if you have not yet been, ensure that you are there. And the Lord bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, let's take note of this announcement. Pay very close attention. Details of our service tomorrow will be made available later today. However, please take note all zonal, district, provincial, and other accredited centers are to prepare to hold services tomorrow. That is tomorrow, Sunday. And each one of us should look out for further information that will be coming from the church as it concerns this. Praise the Lord. This siege is going to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I said it will be broken. Also, please take note, consequently, the Mother's Day celebration that was scheduled for tomorrow has been suspended. It will come up at a later time. The details will be revealed to us in due course. Everyone, ensure that you are in the service tomorrow at the various locations that you'll be informed of. All the zones will be engaged, all the districts, and all the provincial centers, along with some other accredited centers that will come our way. So please take note and look out for information that will come our way later today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory to God this morning. Give glory to God this morning.
Give glory to God this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, this day is declared blessed. It is a productive day for you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. It's a day of blessing, a day of testimonies, a day of heavenly speed, in Jesus' precious name. You believe it, say a loud amen. Take advantage of the day. Go around advertising Jesus. Jesus is the solution to all of human conditions. Therefore, advertise him, and as you do, he will honor you in return, in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.